Shir Pei Mava Basra continued, Yud Beis Sivan Hetov Shin Mem, May 27, 1980, on Tuesday continued.
Trees within a radius of 25 amo or 50 amo reduces the beauty and attractiveness of Eretz Yisrael to the Jews, to the Jewish eye, or to the Jewish mind, the Jewish heart, so then it will be conducive to an exodus of Jews from Eretz Yisrael. But not that it's important in itself. The Yagrama, of course, the Yagrama says it applies in it to Chutz Loretz. So, Chutz Loretz, so it must be on the base of Chavis Nizokim. So, the diminution in the beauty of the city, per se, is important, is of significance. Not, according to Rambam, even in Eretz Yisrael, it does not have any per se significance. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it does not have any per se significance. The significance consists in the fact that if it becomes less attractive to the Jew, so there might be defectors, there might be an exodus of Jews from Eretz Yisrael. But from according to the Yad Ramah, so it applies to Chutz Loretz on the basis of Achor Nizogi. So in other words, a diminution in the beauty of the city is also a nuisance. So it comes within the concept. It comes within the concept of Achor Nizogi. Now let's see what's now. Rabban Perigud Mechashreim Aroch Aolep Seh Esmaot Ma'achim Kines Yoyiro Min Yoyi Yechofei Am Ulichoru Vomishit Mochamishim Am Bipnidoi Yoyiro. It doesn't say Ma'achim Kines Be'arat Yisroel Yoyiro Min Yechofei Am Ma'achim Kines Yoyiro Min Yoyi Yechofei Am. And he mentioned it in Mechashreim, so that's Mashma. It applies to Chutz Loretz too. ובכל הוא משיק מחמיש מאמון בני נאוי. לפני נאוי. דרך המקדיש לסעת. והחוק הזו אינו נאו בארץ ישראל. לפי שנוחים שישים הוא נאוי יהיה. ואנחנו נאו בישראל. אלו בארץ ישראל. וכן כוסר רעש בו, וכן נאו מפרש רעש, וכן מוכח בדמור. וכן מוכח בדמור. What words is it? Rashi says that there is Eretz Yisrael. But words in Mucha Bidmora, because we raise the question, how did Bidmora say? So, because we chmime vo yichvire, it's neither warm nor cold, there in Mishutle. So in Mele, the tree might remain standing for a long time, so why do we care? According to Rashi, we stand. So that's a disturbing factor, the fact that the Jews are in battle with the Jewish lands as well. But according to the Yad Ramah and the Rambam, so who cares? It's their business. If they are not quick in raising the money that has to be given to the Baal Yom, all right, that's their problem. Let them worry. Why should Bezit worry? Why should we worry? So the answer is because there might be a situation that the overwhelming majority of the residents are concerned about diminution of their beauty, but there are just a few individuals, a few residents who don't care. So that's it. But that's a kashya. That's what my wish means, because of this gemara, of their mishutve, lechino lechino. So anyway, from Rosh Hashanah it's mashma, that it applies to those words and it's based upon the concept of Chokhmah. Now let's see what is the Shifa Rambam. What is the Shifa Rambam in connection with the Midrash? Should go over the Gemara back on the Gimel in the Eira. So the Rambam in Berit, the Gimel of the Shmid of the Eira, Halokhe Beis. So he says, Halokhe Halokhe Beis. Halokhe Halokhe says, Shem Ebrevi Ahok, 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 מיקרא שיהובים פה נסמר שמדיר, שהם שלוש הסלבות למעלה, בכל רוח, מכיר אויו בחוץ, שנאמר, זה פסוק עם מסי, מכיר אורץ ומכיר אויר, וחוצו, אלף המסות, ולא רואים עם הדי צירות. And then he says, האורך הדל, הנה סיבור הרבי עם מי או מיקרו שהוא עם מיקרו שיר, הוא עם מיקרו שווה, הוא עם סובי מיקרו, שנאמר, הוא זדי מיקרא שווה אלו ליבוקר. והשמור אומרו, שזה שנאמר ליבוקר או לישונה, אלא הסודה והמיקרו שבו יהיה כל אחד משפוש תום כמי שהוא לא יום וחיל מישור או ישראל. Now, how does the Rambam pass? Like Tarekame? Or he passes like Rebelezer? According to Rebelezer, it only applies to RLB. According to Tarekame, the Rebelezer, it applies to other sins. The Rambam says, the Rambam passes like Rebelezer. But the Rambam is the only one of the Nizikim who says that. Because the Mishneh and all the other Nizikim say that the Rambam passes like the Rabbah. Now, the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says, Halokhe Rabbah, not like that. So it's established that the Rambam was not Chizik. Why was the Rambam saying that the Rambam passes like the Rabbah? Yeah? Because the Rambam says, Halokhe Dalel, if they see the Oya Obi, me or Mikosh, or Mikosh here, or Mikosh Sode, or Sode Mikosh, Shenema, Uzdei Mikosh, or Mikosh, or Mikosh, that's it for seeking the heart. Hey, I eat for a fee. Posse. Lamedal, Uzday, Mikra Shabay, and Moy Moche. Kakuna say on Mumbai. There's the posse. So the Rama now says, he may see more of him. So the Rama's good conclusion, that means he passes like a blazer. If he passes like a Rabbanu blazer, he shouldn't say, he may see more of him, he'll be more of him. But the NACP all in your Mikosh, not OLB. Why do they spell out? OLB. Why do they spell out OLB? And then, but, the Kesimishna says that the Rambam passes like a woman. Why does the Kesimishna say the Rambam passes like a woman? Because he took notice of OLA. In Alokhadal, he says the NACP OLB in your Mikosh, in your Shia, in your Sari, in your Mikosh, in your Mikosh, in your Mikosh. Then the Lord says, "Ovi Ashmu na Mondo, she says she never will be mochi or will be shune. The last time I mikosh for here for that which was done, kimei she ulei. Don't convert and here into mikosh. Mikosh into here. You have to maintain that state, that condition. Then, but then the Rambam concludes in the Lord, 'V'chein mishor Yisrael.' So the Rambam spells it out explicitly. 'V'chein mishor Yisrael.' That's why, because the Mishnah says the Rambam passes like Rambam. So the question arises against the Rambam. So why does he? It's possible because we see it in the Chovies. So why does he in Aloche? That would say he's in Borei Alvim, and then he concludes the Chibshot. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So obviously, you see, when the Rambam passes like the Rambam. But you see, the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Lezer is, and the question is whether it's mutar to convert a near into a mikdash, a sitting other than Borei Alvim. So the Rabbonon says it's osir, and the Rabbi Lezer says it's mutar. But insofar, in regard to Borei Alvim, there is a posik, whose day mikdash oreir leimocher. So, when we piashku the one who says, they should never be moche or in shune, and I saw that by Mikosh by year, Kolecho Mishposh don't kimei shehu leva. There is no doubt that insofar as the Yisrael itself that is concerned, it only applies to Ori Alvim, it doesn't apply to any other city. Because whose day, Ori Alvim or Imoche, it doesn't apply to any other city. And according to the Rambam, vis-a-vis Ori Alvim is the same thing, whether you sell the Ori Alvim, or you try to change the state of the Aralvim. In other words, to convert a near of the Aralvim to Mikosh, and Mikosh to near, and Mikosh to Sodi, and Sodi to Mikosh. It all comes with the law before Yimoche and twice. It has to be maintained in its status quo condition. Whatever was originally a near should remain a near. Whatever was originally a mikrash should remain a mikrash. Whatever was originally a sodik should remain a sodik. So as far as the law, whose day mikrash are in, we mocha kach from the same mulet is concerned. So even the Rabbon of Rav Lezer made that applies only to the Orel being, not to any other city in Eretz Yisrael. But, mitzad yishu be'Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbon of Rav Lezer say, that you should not convert, change a year before city into Mikrash, a year before Mikrash into a city, a year before Mikrash into a Sode, and a year before Sode into Mikrash. Because that undermines the attractiveness of Eretz Yisrael. So, and that's Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah first says, "Kalocha dalat neisim baravim yom kosh kol kashir, v'mikro sode v'sode mikrosh, shenema muzdei mikro shalem v'imocher, v'mpiashku elom v'shede shenema v'imocher v'imshune, v'asode v'amikrosh v'yir, kol echol v'mishpoch lom kidei shu leilo, v'chei v'shor ha'ol v'Yisrael, v'tzadki shu v'arts Yisrael." And then he says, "Kalocha bo, lo yisti rodo lesbei sei lasei sei dino, v'lo yitach opo sei dino, kidei shu yachim v'arts Yisrael." Weiter than that, that is certainly based upon the Shabbat Israel. We need still on this base, as he said, you know, in the host, so we have to Israel. So this, halach, of an AC, Iyo Mikrosh, Mikrosh Iyo, Mikrosh Sode, Sode Mikrosh, is also based upon the Shabbat Israel. So the melee, and according to Rav Lezer, converting a Iyo into a Mikrosh does not come within the mitzvah of the Shabbat Israel. So that's the Shabbat Israel.
Shur Pei Aleph and Baba Basra Yudal Tzivan Hetov Shem Mem May 29th, 1980 on Thursday.
I just want to mention again the Rambam Shita. So we saw that there is a machlokes between the Ravaz and the Ravaz says that the Rambam passes like the Rambam. And the reason is why the Rambam passes Sorry to Mikosha, and he mentions the love in the Torah of the Uzdei Mikasha Oeyim in Moche, Ki Achuta Seyyum Mulayim. Then the next Aloche, the Rambam says, V'chim Yishor Yisrael. So, but in the first Aloche, he says, Oyal Bimna. That's why the Radva says that the Rambam passes like the lesson. But the Kesef Mishneh says the Rambam passes like the lesson. Because in the next Aloche, he says, V'chim Yishor Yisrael. The Rambam, Kesef Mishneh Nirachim. So he says, V'aloche Kirabon. Not like that. So it's like this mission. And the Rambam says the Radbas is very difficult because the Rambam says V'chem Mishor Yisrael. So we say that Shittas Rambam means that insofar as the love of Mizdei Mikashorim Yimochir Ki'achuz Asim Omulohem, the Rambam says that it implies that it should not be Mishal, not only Yimochir. It should remain the way it was originally. In other words, whatever was originally a Mia should remain a Mia. Whatever was originally a Mikosh should remain a Mikosh. Whatever was originally a Sode should remain a Sode. In other words, the status quo of the Oreal being should remain. And that's why it's also the seller. Because they will also change the status quo. The status quo in regard to the ownership. So that applies only to Oreal being. And even the Rabbanah of the Zeramim, that it applies only to Oyalim. But the Rabbanah of the Blazer, they say that it's an issue about Israel. So the Rambam says, together with this Allah, that Shor Israel, you're not allowed to change a Mikrosh into a Mir into a Mikrosh, a Mikrosh into a Sunday, a Sunday into a Mikrosh. So he says, Yechenu Yisle Odom Ginosim, between Yisho about Israel. So in other words, so we see that that's based upon Yishu Be'at Yisrael. So the Rabbanah also made that even so far as the law of Mizdei Mikashorim Yimochir Ki'achuz Asim Omulohem, that only applies to Dora Olim. It does not apply to Shor or Yisrael. But Rabbanah saying it's an Yishu Be'at Yisrael, he's not allowed to convert any of the Mikosh. And here in turn, besides the Shilat Yisrael, and the Rambam says that he does not come within the concept of Yishabat Yisrael. So in other words, it's like it is a wish. So the Rambam passes, like the Rambam, that the reason he said of the Yisrael is so the Mikosh, even in other sense, not of them. But it's a issue about the soil, not mitzat the law of Goyim Mochet. Now there is one difficulty, one kasha is raised against the Rambam. Now the Rambam says the priest the other did not say mishum issue about the soil. So that would be all right if the Shita of Rambam would be like the Shita of the Rambam. That there is a mitzvah of issue about the soil in the rice. The Shiva the Rambam doesn't mention Yishuvah Tisroel Levin and Mitzvahs. That's one of the assertions by the Rambam against the Rambam. So how can the Rambam explain it on the basis of Yishuvah Tisroel? But this is not the only kasha in the Rambam. There are other Gemaras that are based on that Yishuvah Tisroel. First of all, the Gemara Kippur. The Gemara says, So why? Because it's Bishud Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because and the Rambam mentioned that Aloche. Oh, the Rambam מותר לראים על נוחי מכתיק משטר בשבס, שעדיר על נוחי משבס אסור מדבריהם, ומשום מי שבארץ ישראל לגוס את דבר הזה. וכי נרגיע בייס מניסוי, יש איסוי כי ארץ ישראל דבר הזה. אז אם אוהי, and then there is also a lot of the Rambam mentions in the Chesed Lochim in regard to the halacha, the Kizosakosu of Miu Yish Shebono Bayis Miu Chanoche Yelech Miyoshe Rebeise. So in Perek Zayin Miluches, Miluches, Miluchim, Halochim Dalo, V'chol Avei De Bayin So Yuti Akeren Bechutzlo. Mi Yoi Yish Ashefono Bayin Chanoch, Yer Lo Yoshe Lebeisi. Mi Yoi Yish Ashefono Akeren Bechilu, Yer Lo Yoshe Lebeisi. So the Rambam says, V'chol Avei De Bayin So Yuti Akeren Bechutzlo. In the Chizr Alei. So that's Gimor in Zayin. Yoche Avei De Bayin Is Bechizr, Bechutzlo, Yer Chizr, Talmudem Baro Yechanochim. Es nicht so bekannt. Johann hat ja gerne eine gute Frau hat hier gesehen. Da wollen wir aber nicht hin. Es ist nicht so bekannt. Why? Because of each about his fire. So only mit die Asker und hat his fire in Walden nicht. Aber wie ein Weiß in hat his fire in Walden nicht. Because of each about his fire. But wie ein Weiß in gut war. Und die Asker und gut war das nach Walden nicht. And who is what of the home? Only one who has been a Weiß in Mitzvah or mit die Asker und schon Mitzvah. So, all these Gemores indicate that there is a mitzvah that I say in Yishevah Tzvah. And then the Rosh Hashanah is a free, there's the Rabbah mentions that, because the Sifri says, Zol Beinim Mois, when they pass by the Chachon, pass by on the Pesach of Yerishtem Yishavimu. So they saw that it was the Chobonah. So the Zol Beinim Mois, the Shekhiyas, the Ongo, Shkumo Mitzvahs, Yishevah Tzvah, Yishevah Tzvah, Kinegat Kohat Ekor. Nothing to the right say, how can we say that the Shkulo Kineget Kolatele Kole, that the Shkulo Kineget Kolatele Kole. So, I once wrote about it, I mean, I spoke about it. The Lashon of the Rambam, The Rambam has a number of mitzvahs that he thinks that the Rambam was masking and he didn't omit it and didn't include it. And he's masking the Rambam as to why the Rambam omitted certain mitzvahs. So mitzvah dalet, she mitzvahit lo reshes oretz, asher lo sarokim nisal ala v'sim, le'avlon v'yitzhok v'yakob, v'l'inazva v'yadzu v'sim v'yomis, o'y nishmo, v'omri lo'em, v'yirashtem v'soretz v'yishavtem bo, כי לוחם נסעת לסורץ, לא רשת של נסעות, והסלחאות לנסעות של פאטל הוסיכת. So, I forgot to mention another remark that is based upon מי שבאר זה סורר. And the Rambam mentions it in the Cheshchen. Now, that's a remark that the father in Bovitzie, the Pirek and Kabe. So, shot up, no as a sword, we shot small, we saw the Akabe, right? Suppose the river, the river, there was a flood, and the flood blocked out the Zeitzim of Rubei and planted them in Shimitzor. So, and then Rubei wants to pluck out its Zeitzim. So, Eini Rasho, why we should reach about this one? We should reach about this one. שונת נור הזה איסו, וישו סבור מסי חסוד החבר, ואומר, הלו, זה איסה ימינתי, אין שינוי, משום מי שבארץ ישראל, משום מי שבארץ, אלו ים כבנקי, אלו ים כבנקי, ים כבנקי. Now, so, what do the Rambam do with all these demands? The Rambam himself passes, and then the Rambam continues. He says, "Vizui shachachom kemi tzumuchemus mitzvah." V'chim amu v'gimor esenti. Omar Rove, Milchemus Yeshua amir v'yuhat l'chayko. Milchemus David la'al vohen v'hat l'chus. So the Rambam explains Milchemus Yeshua amir v'zayn amini. Hachit achimim. But the Rambam says it doesn't mean dafke zayn amini. Because Milchemus Yeshua was to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. So any time the Jews take possession of Eretz Yisrael, it's a Milchemus mitzvah. So, weil die Schabisch mit dem, die Amitzwa sehen sie, Amitzwa und können sein an ihm. In der Dorke. So, schon mit Schoen und mit Stabil und Arrego und mit Sein und Ochamon. Wie Motto Haschel und Haschel, wie Nasmen und mit Neu und mit Duin. Aber Loret und Aniach ist so, wie Jodo, wie Loi, wie Atulosa und der Umeis, wie Deo und Aderes. So, wir kriegen Boko und Umeis so hin, mit von ihm, wie Hochvoller, die Mamor, hat ihr Goschen. פון דער וואלט פון דער נאָסער קומט צו קערן זיך מיט דער האַרץ. קערט צו אפריקע, די סאַבין וואָן דאָ לאב איך גאָר צו ניר ביש. הויב און הייש איך באש שיכטע. אַרייט. תהיי די סאַבין, די קיב איך מחה דעם. דיין אני קאמי צו שך קומען אין אפריקע. דו די מאסער צו סוואיר, אַ צום מוקס מיט סוואיר אין צו מנו די דאָ בחוץ קואט. יי מיין אַ קיילע אַ זאָג, שנבא קי גשונע אין די שטאַב פון נאַחס נשם, ווען אַ חוה אפיין אין אַחרי. וזו הזה, הפלוג הסדיר ראשון בו בו, החקר הוא מתססת, שמסתבינו, לא רשס או אורץ, לא שמס. בו, אם כן, כי מתססס על ידי רץ, משחי את כל אחד ממנו, ואפילו בזמן גורס, כי ידוע, ביתם עומדים סבא, ולא של ספרים, כמו שסיפורים, מה זה מרבית את המסגר ומה זה בחורש ורב חנאים נאחיר את ישוע ולוסט שהולידים צמחוץ לאורץ והגיעו לפלטיה וזוכר את סארץ ישראל וזוכר את סנאר זוכר את המסגר וקורו בידיה וקורו המקווה הזה ונורשת ונשאר פה וישומע אותו לאסיס ואומרו נשיב את סארץ ישראל שקו לו כדי את כל המצוות Now, the Rosh Rambam is follows. One portion, I omit it. V'arayesh yizu mitzvot. Now, it's maybe someone will say that the Yerush and the Yishakhtel boy is only Avtochet. Not a mitzvah. Who says it's a mitzvah? Maybe just Avtochet. That the Rebbe Yishalom promised from Yisrael that they are destined to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Not that they are obligated to take possession. So, v'arayesh yizu mitzvah. Omu yisale v'yin amaradim. Alei osh kashadim ravishem. לא יחלטים על הלטיחוס, ואום רואים, ובשלי החמישי נסך מקודש בעליה, לא יעלו ראשו את אורץ, אשר סעד לכם, וכאשר לא בלעו את במים רזה, כוסו, ותם לא הספיע בשם, in connection with the Rambam. So why the Tam was being ashamed? Because they did not comply with the chen of taking possession of Eretz Yisrael. וכן לא ישמעתם, הוירו שהיא מצוות, לא יהיו דעתו. The fact that the Pasuk says, Vatamu Aspira Mishael, indicates that the Rishon Yishachten Bo is a mitzvah. It is a chiyuv, not just yud v'achto. So in other words, why do they say, Hoyrosh in mitzvah lo yud v'achto? Because the Rambam understood that the Shittas Rambam is that the Pasuk of Yerishtem Yishachten Bo is only achto. So he says, no, it's not a mere achto. Of course, it's achto also, but it's expressive of a mitzvah of the chen. But the Rambam says, v'chen bo yishemate, hoyrosh in hiv shehu mitzvah lo yud v'achto. So he mentions two things. Lo yud v'achto of Yerushalayim. It's not a mere achto. It's not a mere yud. In other words, the Rambam is implying that where is it coming to the Rambam? So the Yerushalayim Yishachtu is expressive of a yud and achto. So he says no. It's not a mere. It's not expressive of a mere yud and achto. A yud and achto. But it's expressive of a mitzvah of a chiyuv. But according to the implication being that according to the Rambam, it's only expressive of the avtocho and of the yud. Avtocho means avtocho, promise. What does yud mean? What does the literal meaning of yud? Yud means an idea. With no yud then, in other words, if it was destined, if he destined, the homo trio for himself. So in other words, yud means destiny. Yud means an idea, something towards an ideal goal, towards which Klal Yisrael is destined. That's yud. So in other words, since the Ramban uses the expression v'chein lo yishemate hoyro shehi mitzvah lo yud v'atocha, in other words, according to the Ramban, it's only atocha and yud. So that means according to the Ramban, it's atocha. The pasuk of Yerushalayim Yishachtu Bo is expressive of the avtocho and of the yud, of an idea. So what does it mean, an idea? If it's an idea, it means it's a sublime thing. So the Rambam is also made that Yehusha Zerat Yisroel is a mitzvah yud. But the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah yud. But a mitzvah yud is it is. If it's not a mitzvah yud, what kind of a yud is it? It's a yud, an avtocho. What kind of a yud is it? Yud means a goal towards which one can aspire. So that means that Yehusha Zerat Yisroel is a sublime goal towards which Jews, an individual Jew and Klal Yisroel, can aspire. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's only Mitzvah Kiyumi is the pasuk of the Yerushalayim Yishachtu Bo. It's only Avtocha, and Mitzvah Kiyumi is expressive of the Avtocha and the Yehud. According to the Rambam, it's a chen. But the Mitzvah Kiyumi is it is. So that answers the kasha of the Rambam against the Rambam. How is it that the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Mina Mitzvah? The answer is, not all Mitzvahs are mentioned in the Mina Mitzvahs. Only Mitzvahs Chiyubios are mentioned in the Mina Mitzvahs. But the Mitzvah Chiyubios is not mentioned in the Mina, is not mentioned in the Mina Mitzvahs. So the Mele, the Rambam does not have to mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs. The Rambam does not have to mention the Mina Mitzvahs. But according to Rambam, it's a mitzvah yud. So the Melech we can understand as to why this simply says, we own Yeshiva Zerat Yisroel Shvuo Kedere for our mitzvahs. So the question is, it's not a mitzvah yud. I say altogether according to Rambam. So it's not that according to Rambam, it's only a mitzvah yud. Rambam. It is a mitzvah yud. It's a mitzvah yud. So the Melech, but it's not a mitzvah yud. And that's the Moshe Rambam. The Rambam in the Zilochim, he does not say that one is mechuyev to live in the Eretz Yisrael. He says it's a wonderful thing to live in the Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say it's mechuyev. The Rosh Rambam is in the Chizilochi. The Rambam says, in the Chizilochi, Halochi Lalech, Omu Chacham, השייכים בארץ ישראל אבני צאת מחוד, שלם הרבנים אשר חינכוניסי, הום האישי בו ניסו עליהם, אך לא, חוב אברהם באמץ, זריך לך יום עבור. וכי נעקוב בו נזכר, so we can see that it's a big mitzvah. So, the Rambam says, אך לא, חוב אברהם באמץ, זריך לך יום עבור. But then it's out in place that it's in Kiman, it's in Christ. And then the Rambam says a lot of things. Le'imam yodi olam be'arts Yisrael, afilu b'hiyo shavu ba'akum, v'alvota b'chutz lo'aretz, v'afilu b'hiyo shavu ben Yisrael, שכל היית זה לחוץ לארץ, כי לא יבין המזוהר, שנבע כי גרשו לי היית מסתף על נחס המשל, לא יבין עלי חרי ילעים אחר. ובפעול יסעים אל עד מס ישראל ילעים. So in other words, so the Rambam doesn't say, Chai Rod and Lord of the Eyes, Israel. He says, Lay Rod and Lord of the Eyes, Israel, that's the proper thing, because there is a Mitzvah Yudis, but it's not a Mitzvah Yudis. And the Rambam holds that, you see, קומדור בחוץ לארץ כלי מילוס. אנחנו גרסים זה קומדיצי בחוץ לארץ כלי מילוס. זה הרמב״ם says. So that's why the Rambam says שכל, שקומדיצי בחוץ לארץ לא ידענו זו. And then the Rambam mentions that also what is in the house of Israel. But the Rambam doesn't say that it's in the home, it's in the home, to go to the house of Israel. But in Mitzvah Kiyumis, it is. So the Mele, we can say, since in Mitzvah Kiyumis it is. In Mitzvah Kiyumis it is. Where is the Mitzvah Kiyumis mentioned? In the proceed of Yerishten Yishakum. Yerishten Yishakum. So the Mele, if let's say, so it's only in Mitzvah Kiyumis. So what is not Bechuyev? What is not Bechuyev to be in the Shad Yisrael? But if Jews are in the Shad Yisrael, they are becoming a Mitzvah. So the Mele, if they are becoming a Mitzvah, this I wrote, I mean, I talked about in that soil. So if, let's say, if Jews will give up territories, I mean, you know, there is a big discussion between the Babich Rebbe and the Reza Shah, whether it's Mutea to give up certain shtokim of that soil. As a matter of fact, the machlekes between the Babich Rebbe and the Reza Shah is a machlekes in its ears. It's not that Rebbe Shach holds that there is no nisa to give up shtochim. Of course, he's made it that it's a nisa gomo to give up shtochim. And it's not that the Babich Rebbe thinks that we're not so allowed to give up shtochim, even if it will mean chas v'sholem endangering the lives of the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'sholem. The question is, what is indispensable for the security of Israel and for the Jews in Israel? Whether the giving up of Shtochim is indispensable, that's what Rebbe Shach assumed, and that's why he told Nachum Begin that he can make compromises and give up certain Shtochim, and the Bantamani thinks on the contrary, that giving up Shtochim, that will endanger the security of Israel. So the Machlekes is really a Machlekes, like a Machlekes. Suppose a shayla comes up, whether a certain sick person, a heart patient, so whether he can fasten on kippah and he cannot fasten on kippah. And suppose someone will pass him that he has to fasten on kippah because it's all right for him, he can survive the fast, and someone will pass him that he cannot fasten on kippah. So it's a machlekes and mitzvahs. So here it's a machlekes and mitzvahs. The Babich Rebbe happens to be very knowledgeable in the situation. I saw someone wrote a book and I was told about the Shtochim of Eretz Yisrael. So I was told that whatever the one who is the Babich Rebbe wrote, so it was wrote to him, it was mamish dictated by the Babich Rebbe. And I see from that book that he is probably one of the biggest experts on the military strategies in the Middle East. So, but there is no machlekes in the din. I mean, no one should think, I mean, that the Reza Shach is an anti-Zionist and the Babich Rebbe is a Zionist. I mean, that's stupid. There is a machlekes in mitzvahs. I myself am not an expert, but for the little I know about the military situation and from what I heard, and even one of them, Senator Jackson himself, I mean, he discussed it with me. So, the Babich Rebbe's evaluation is in consonance with the strategic and military effects. Not Reza Shach's psak. But there is no machlekes in the din. It's a machlekes in mitzvahs. So, but everybody is waiting that if it will not involve an inyan of pikuach nefesh, so of course it's osur. So of course it's osur to give up any shetach of the Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, Mitzvah Seah, because of the love of Nisachon. So, Mitzvah Seah. But the love of Nisachon applies only to a Yochri who is even a Zayn Mitzvah Neyach. It doesn't apply to your nation. So of course, the PLO, I mean, the other nations, they are certainly showing that they are Rotzrim, they are Iver, and the Zayn Mitzvah Neyach. So the love of Nisachon would apply. But even if all the Arabs had been here in nation, and they have been Chidon Zeylon, it would still be osir to give up any piece of land of Eretz Yisrael. Not because of Nisachonim, because Nisachonim does not apply to invitation, but according to the Ramban, it's already osir. If the Ramban says that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to take possession of every piece of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so maybe if Jews are with me, even if Eretz Yisrael is not in a certain shetah, is not in our hands to wage war and to take possession of our Hashem v'chamo that it's also there, to give up something that is already in our possession. So according to the Ramban, so even let's say if we were to give it up to Chassidim v'Seilon, to give attention, the fact is that they are Rotzrim, I mean the PLO. But even if we were to give up a piece of land to give attention, so according to Ramban, it would involve the Mitzvah Eser, because of the Mitzvah of Yerishtem V'Yishavtem, of Yerishtem V'Yishavtem. But even according to the Ramban, so it would involve the Mitzvah Eser, because the Ramban is also made that Yerishtem V'Yishavtem represents the Mitzvah Eser in the Raise. And the Sifri says, Yishivas HaTzisroel Shkulo Kineget Kola Mitzvahs. So, but on the Ramban, it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. But it's not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. But since it implies, it represents a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So, in the way, when one takes possession, and if all this oil will engage itself in war in order to take possession of that soil, there will be kind of a Mitzvah that is Shkulo Kineget Kola Mitzvahs. So, in the way, even though according to the Ramban, it's not a Mitzvah Kiyumis, we are not Mechuyev. We are not mechuyev to take possession of our soil, not mechuyev to live in our soil. But since a mitzvah kiyumis it represents, so mainly when we give up our soil, or when we do something that is conducive to the destruction or the deterioration of our soil, so then it involves an isarese. It involves an isarese. According to the Ramban, we are mechuyev to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rambam, we're not mechuyev. But if we do take possession of Eretz Yisrael, from the remains of the kind of mitzvah. So the melee, if we give it over, we turn over possession to Nochim, even to the invitation of not only to the P.O.O., to Rotzim, and to the Rotzim of Eretz Yisrael, even to the invitation and to Chassidim Seilon. So we are mevatel, so we are in the Nisr Raisa. Just in the same way as we are in the Nisr Raisa, according to Rambam. Because according to Rambam, it's not only that we are mevatel on mitzvah. Because if we are mechuyev to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, so mainly we are not allowed, because by saying we are forbidden to turn over possession to the Romans, even if they'll be tzaddikim, chassidim v'seilon. So according to Rambam, the same thing. The Rambam only says we are not mechuyev, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. But since it represents a mitzvah kiyumis, so mainly the same mitzvah mevishon yishavtem bo implies an iser to turn over possession to the Messiah. So in many ways, it could be all these things. Now let's say, when someone, we raise the question, the Rambam says, he passes like the Rabbanu from Messiah, that he may see so the mikro, so the mikro sode, even shora yore, so the Rambam says, not after your reality. So, as it appears from Rosh Rambam, that in regard to the law of the Messiah, that is limited. original character about this world. So there are certain cities who have been cities that have been cities with houses, not of fields and vineyards. So maybe if we change a piece of land in our soil, from a city we convert it from a city into a kash or to a story. So to a certain extent we are destroying Artisoil. So maybe cities is a literary humans. So too it's not a literary humans. But it certainly implies an Israel. Not to turn over possession of the same world, and also not to destroy the Artisoil. So it's an Israel. That's one sentence. Another sentence could be that now in the middle, of course, there is no kashi from the Gemara in Gittin. That case in any after the Shabbos of the night of, and the Ibn Nochri, the case in any. We should be Shabbat is foil gospel, and according to all the shame, except about the Ito. So only Shabbat is foil in this matter, and the Lord is the Han of Nochri. But any other mitzvah, even mitzvah smile, that is itself, they have Shabbos, but if it is something that is not in the Shabbos, let's say, Mashir and Shetel, let's say, some other Shabbos, so if my Mikhail Nochri is also, let's say, to tell Goy, to warm up water, in order to be able to bathe the baby before the meal, after the meal. So, that's all said. Only Yishuvah's soil. Why Yishuvah's soil in Shkur can make a mitzvah? So it's Leichet. But according to Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Yishuvah's soil. The answer is there is no mitzvah of Yubis. But the mitzvah of Yubis there is. So in Leichet, the mitzvah of Yubis is Leichet, the Yisrael of Amirul. Yeah, but as far as our Gemara is concerned, our Rambam, that the Rambam passes like the Rabbonim, of Rebbeza, that in short or in our soil, we are not allowed to convert a meal into a midrash or a midrash into something to midrash. So the question is, but it's definitely the basis of each of our soil, but the Rambam Shiti is that there is no mitzvah that I say of each of our soil, then so there is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah yubis. So it's not a mitzvah yubis. It's when you don't do anything in order to take away the possession of the Jews in that soil. Oh, but if you do something worthwhile, you destroy it to a certain extent, you change the whole character of the soil. So then it involves an interest. That's one thing. And then there could be another thing. I mentioned last time that, on Tuesday, I mentioned that from the Ramban, it's mashma, not like Shmuel Moloch. Shmuel Moloch writes that there are two separate mitzvahs. There are two separate mitzvahs in Yishuvah HaSoil. One mitzvah of Yishuvah HaSoil consists of taking possession of that soil, and another mitzvah of Yishuvah HaSoil consists of beautifying that soil. And Rav Shmuel Moloch says that the beautification of the outer soil per se is a mitzvah. From the Ramban here on the Mubasre, so the Ramban says that the only issue of converting a city into a midrash, or a midrash into a sodi, a sodi into a midrash, applies only to the outer soil. It doesn't apply, I'm not talking about the converting a city. The Ramban says that this halacha, of Machidin Esoyuam Mulia Esen Khamisham. Of course, the Ramban also agrees that the Isa, according to Rabbanon, converting a meal into a midrash, only applies to our soil at Chutzpah. But then the Ramban says, the other thing that he mentioned in the Mishnah, that Machidin Esoyuam Mulia Esen Khamisham, so there is a Machidin Esoyuam. Rashi, according to Rashi, it's only Mishnah, it's Teres out of the soil. So it's based on Mishnah of the soil. According to Yadama, and the Rambam applies to the words also, because knowing anything that underlines the beauty of the city also comes within the category of a consciousness of it. But the Rambam means that reducing the beauty of a place does not come within the category of a consciousness of it. So the Rambam says that in Chutzpah there is no chiyuv of a chokeh, of machikin esoyun in the rest of the Chomisham. Why? He says, other Rabbi says, if it will be, if as a result of that, so the Jews will become disgusted with their place of residence, because it reduces because it reduces the beauty of the city, and then it will move out of the soil. Adarabe. So it's good that it will be another on the shell. So in other words, so he said, so it's Mashma Rosh Rambam that the only reason as to why in the Eretz Yisrael there is a din of Achok, of Machitkes, even in the year of the Chomishamlo, because otherwise it cannot Machitkes the Chomishamlo. So then it will reduce the noise of the city, because if it will reduce the noise of the city, so the Mele, so many Jews will be disposed to leave Eretz Chutzlaretz and to go to Eretz Yisrael, since it's not beautiful, the cities in Chutzlaretz are not beautiful. So, but in the Eretz Yisrael there is a chiyuv of Achok, because if the beauty of the cities of Eretz Yisrael will reduce, it will be confusing to defectors. I mean, the way we have today, defectors who become disgusted with Eretz Yisrael, so they leave Eretz Yisrael. So it appears from that Ramban that the only reason as to why Achok Yisrael in the year Eskel Chomishano is important, because it reduces the void of the outer soil, but only because it might be conducive to the fact. If the Ramban Shite had been, as Shmuel Volover says, that beautification of the outer soil per se involves a mitzvah, that beautification of the outer soil per se involves a mitzvah, why did the Ramban have to emphasize the fact that here it's teaching about the soil because it might be conducive to defection, that some Jews, if the beauty of the cities of Eretz Yisrael is reduced, so some Jews might live out of the soil. So it appears from the Ramban that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael consists only of Yerush HaSoyah. But anything that might lead to Jews living out of the soil, to other Jews living out of the soil, comes with the mitzvah of Yerush HaSoyah. But what Shmuel Molova says could be true, because there is a drosha in the Rebbe Shnachum and the Pasuk, Kisoveinu Oretz Unitach. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that's the drosha of the Rebbe Shnachum and the Pasuk in Deshi. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kisheborosi Yisraelo, Lo Yosakti Bitchilo Elohimti, Shenema Avayita Elohim, גם אתם, אני ניצא בעצמכם, כשתביאו לי אורץ, הרי אתם מחויות אם ניססת בינתי. And that's מי שבא את ישראל. So, in other words, so it could be what the Shmuel Molva says, could be, I mean, based upon this, Droshe, in the Bereshan Chuk, in other words, there are two psukim that are expressive of the mitzvah of Yishevah at Israel. One pasuk is, Be a Rishon Yishakim. So the mitzvah of the Rishon Yishakim implies a view of taking possession of that soil. So now let's take it from the Seiron, if it's possible. So of course, it's not there. But if it's possible, so we have to take possession of that soil. And then also it says, and even after the Seiron evacuated that soil, so we cannot leave it, Lishmo, desolate, but we have to inherit it. Now why? Because inheriting it and settling upon the land is an integral part of the wishes of us. If, let's say, Jews, let's say, took possession of that soil, they acquired it. It's under their sovereignty, it's under their control, but they don't inherit it. So then it's not Yerusha Yisrael. Yerusha Yisrael means not only that it should be under their control, that it should be settled by us, by Jews. So the Mele, that's one mitzvah of Yerusha Yishakim. In regard to that mitzvah, so living in the soil, Diras soil, also comes within Yerusha Soros. But in regard to that mitzvah of Yerusha Yishakim, also he says, Shkuro mitzvah of soil, but then there is another mitzvah of beautifying the soil. Per se, and that is based upon the drosha in the Rebbe Shtarchun of Kisavir Uroves and Tavir and Omar Kibor of Yisrael Kishavarosi Yisayiro Osakti Binti Yisprilo Apater Kishitavir Uroves and Mitzav Yisrael Shetisasku Binti Yisrael. So that's a mitzvah of Gagat's soil, of beautifying of the soil. So maybe it could be that she is Rambam, that it's only mitzvah, kiyum is not a mitzvah, kiyum is that's in regard to the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Shachinu, that's only mitzvah, kiyum is of Yud Naftoch, not kiyum is, although it mentioned in a mitzvah. But the mitzvah that is deduced from the process of Kisavi Roach and Tatin disaster with the Eskribo, that's a mitzvah. So then you ask, so why doesn't Rambam mention in the Mina mitzvah this mitzvah of Kisavi Roach Tatin? The answer is the Rambam has one of the goals of Shemosh and the Rambam is that mitzvahs that are not Mifurish Batoro, so are not mentioned in the Mina mitzvah. For example, S of Yichon, the Rabbi's inches of Yichon. So the Rambam, so the Rambam is masik and our Hedeles, and our Hedeles mentioned that Nemi and Amishes to be the habit issues of Yichon, issues of Yichon. So the Rambam said, no, it does not have to be mentioned in Nemi and Amishes. Why? Because it's not explicitly spelled out in the Torah. It's only deduced to certain questions. So any mitzvah that is deduced to the Gimel Midrash Shachir Pesher there, so it is in a special, belongs to the special category, even though it's also the Ramesh, the Rambam calls it the same thing, but it doesn't mean the same thing. It's the Ramesh, it's a special kind of the Ramesh. That is not made included in the Mina mitzvah. So the Mina, the judicial recall of Kisavei Oretz will happen and deals with the mitzvah of Shomi Shomi. So that is mentioned in the Mina mitzvah. And this chiyuv of this task of the tivat chiyuv, that is not implicit in the chiyuv. So we call that is in kosher. So maybe it doesn't have to mention in the mitzvah, but in the chaname. So maybe all these are words. Like miu isha shalot akeru in the chiyuv. So the Gemara says only not akeru in chutz liat tzoyer, not in not akeru shall be akeru in chutz liat. So the Rambam mentioned that word. But the question is, according to Rambam, which is new mitzvah answer. So the first answer was, but the mitzvah is the mitzvah, that's also in the answer. But it could be that this has nothing to do with taking possession of that soil, it has to do with building up that soil. So in many ways, that could be a mitzvah is also. And that explains the Gemara that the power in Bom Mitzvah. The Gemara says, Shotak no as Inso, the Shoslam is Son of Habebe, in Omar Halo. As we say, I am in the name of we should be that the soil, because there it has to do with building up out of the soil. If so, they were always on the tackle. So, the Mele seems to have a hurry to be in the tail. So, to build up. So, the Mele, when it destroys it, when it works out in the tail, so it involves and it's the rest. So, now, either way. Alright, but if we say it like that, so then it's like a swell water. But from the Russian of the Ramban, it's mashma, that there are no two separate mitzvahs of Israel. There is only one mitzvah. And so, according to the Ramban, so why would the Gemara say that the power of the mitzvah, Imam Ahalo, says I am making it in Hashem Shemitah Tzoyer, the answer is, because if you'll be allowed, you know, to pluck out the tears, so that might make your soil less attractive to the Jews. Anything that is destructive in Eretz Yisrael makes Eretz Yisrael less attractive to the Jews. So the melee comes within the mitzvah of Yerusha Misha. Alright, now the next mission. Machiki Nezirei Kogu Amino Yecha Mishinamo. Why? Because of the check that might fly and be massive, the check. ויעזור לא מדינן קבוע בשיח של העירייה, הוא כדי של 50 אמר לחוגוע, הוא מנחיק מדיוסף של חבי עירי מדיר, איפה מסתלל, לכבישה, בירדי של יעזי, בירדי של יעזי. זו דיבור עסיקה ש... מה שתראי שמה שתצאי ו... אם דראי שאתם משתס קלזאו לישיון, you must move away 50 cubits. And in the same way, it only says, not that you have a mishimam. So that's the spirit. Om Ravaye Sintre Asan Girochenko. So that works. If it's a Girochenko was, yes, to be married, but not that certificates, less certificates. How much? So it has to be determined according to the situation. And most of the time it's less than 50 cubits. But if the Yerikon was, so then he always must move away at least 50 cubits. 50 cubits. My Vichadom Yerikon was, Omra Beis Mohamed Yerikon is zero grass. In other words, if there is so much grain that he cannot thresh the grain, he cannot win on the grain, he cannot win on the grain, thresh the grain with his hands. So if he doesn't have a bulk of grain, all he has to do is just to bring out, to place the ears of grain in the field, and then with his hands he can beat them out, and then the wind will do his job, will fly away, the wind will cause the chaff to fly away. But if he has an abundance of grain, so then he has to use a certain instrument. So in driving away the chaff. So what is Hiran Shenikobwa? A Hiran Shenikobwa is Hiradom Hiran Shenikobwa, but Khani Koshin Zero Brass. If it can be done by simply placing by dumping the ear, the two, the ears of grain on the field, on the ground of the field, that's all. So Rabashoma Matam Machikin Bien Kobami Hamishmamo, Tibrich or Yas, Miss Machikin Bien Kobami Hamishmamo, or Sage Machikin Hamishmamo, Kahamahikin Bob, Mikishu of the Trades of Mikhe Shokabe Hamishmamo, Tibrich or Yasi, Bishop Rabashi Mikhe, Ella Palik Ashe, so Kash, Bishop Mikishu of Mikhe. So we understand the spy has to move his way. 50 amos. The oz wakche, because the dust is flies away, the dust, the oz edulipe. The oz edulipe. Umatzo. Say, and it dries it out. The dust, lipe means the center. The lipe means the center. Lipe yam, what does it mean lipe yam? The yam does not have any heart. So the real meaning of rib is a center. Because of that, so Yaakov Kamenevsky mentioned the pshat is not clear that we do. For example, the posik, which is su achir vachem vachem nech. So achir vachem zumius. Achir vachem zumius. So Rabban Basman raises the question, so the Torah should say not with the surah and vachem, but with the surah and rishchem. Achrei machshavchem. Why achrei vachem? And the heart is not the source of thinking, but thoughts, of intellectuality. So, von der Wasserman has a whole discussion. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky, I heard him, he says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky is a deep walking Tanakh. So he says, that lame, the real meaning of lame is a center. So why? So the heart is called lame, because it's the pump of the human body, it's a center. But the mind, the brain, can also be called lame, because it's the coordinating center, the brain. So melee, when the Torah says, so it really means, not your feeling. So, why? Because way means the center. The also believe here we also we see the also have the also believe it comes into the heart. So, what is it? The shooting cucumbers go from the heart, but it means it penetrates, the dust penetrates into the center of the cucumbers, of the gourds, you see, will maturate and it dries it up. It will be near by your mind. Om Rabbi Bazate, we sing Rabbi Bazutre, Mikneshe Ise Isibok. That the reason why you have to be marked 50 amot from the plow of the Chrishe of Chaverei is because otherwise, so it multiplies the dominant. So there is a marriage. Alright, now the next mission. Machikin the Sanbelis, the Sakvois, the Sabusiket in Oedia, Hamishiman. Hamishiman. Because of Renacha, so that's a hot episode. In this in Bursike, you cannot set up itinerary, and itinerary involves in a reachra. So in this in Bursike, only Mizrahi, only in the Amister side of the city. Why? So Rashi explains. It's a very sacroid to Shemreacha. El Mizrahi, she no kuach, Mizrochis, Koshe, Koshe, Tom, Elohim K, Bol, Poy. Usually, the eastern wind is a favorable wind. It's not a destructive wind. Except sometimes, it manifests itself in the form of a hurricane, so then it's unfavorable, then it's destructive. But usually, it's a favorable, not a destructive wind. So, in many ways, because it blows very mildly, very mildly. The usual eastern wind blows warmly and slowly. On the other ends of the city, if a bus can be set up at the other end of the city, where the wind is relatively strong, so then it will move the reach very quick. Alright. So you more discuss the meaning of
חוץ מרובו דנאיזה קוליקה, נשאי ביליאוס, ולבאי עוד בגמור הוורד, נשאר בגמור הוורד, וודא, כבקים נצמח לרגלס, ותרקם יעומק. So the more is patient that כבקים נצמח לרגלס את הרקם. Because a קולק לנקם, you have to make a חוקי אופטיאמו. And if you make a חוקי אופטיאמו, so you can set up a tannery in any end of the city. And again, even the microband, the western end of the city, machine came according to Rabbi Kippe. So if you set it up at the other ends, not the microband, so then you have to move away 50 hours the way that comes. But on the western end of the city, you cannot set up the time. You cannot set up the time. Why? Because they should be you. Alright. He said, you have to talk about Ram. She needs a cloud. So the more on my way now. So here starts a piece of analogy that appears very, very strange and very difficult. So on my way, over the Nachman, my deal, what does it mean that the Ruach Marom is the deal? Even if the deal of Ukraine is because, in other words, it incessantly blows without a stop. So, the Omar coming back, the Omar, down the book is Nashi, the Honye, the Ruach Venus in Kulom, she more came in the room is Kalima, the Shoahas, the Ruach Venus, Koshi in Kulom, the more the Nature Mame, Ramido, Machen, the Zayom, Shenema, Ramido, Nosho, Yahweh, the Nates, Yifris Knop of the same one. So we see that the Ruach Marobis is not the strongest wind. On the contrary, the other winds who are destructive, who have a destructive potential. But Ruach Marobis is not mentioned as a wind that has a destructive potential. So that is Elo Mighty Divot Divot Mishkin. So in other words, So it's amazing. Why does Rav Akiva say? Why does Rav Akiva say that at the Western end, one is not allowed to set out the temple? It has nothing to do with how it is done. It's not the meaning of the Chaveda. The Chidu Machok Yeti Yamo, that's the meaning of the Chaveda. And they can be made. But on the Western end, one is not allowed, one is not allowed to set up a temple because of the Shkhin. Okay, that is the meaning. Because you say, Allah Almighty, so he has nothing to do with the Chavis Nizor. So it's the meaning of the normal Moke. The Omer of Shiva Lindy, boy, you've been answered, think of what I'm saying. She did you walk in Trio, the Chassidim, it's in Ezra, which was Shamayim, the Chom Ishtach. So what's the Ayah? That the Shechinim is in Mayim, because it's was Shamayim, the Son. So, how does this, what's the certainly the visible motion of the sun? So it goes from the east to the west. So it rises in the east and it sets in the west. So it's in the western direction. So the melee that means, since the Pasuk says, which was a man from Shtachabim, that the sun, the planets, are figuratively described as bowing to Kodboko, and how is their bowing, how does it manifest itself, their bowing? They do not bow in the ordinary sense. So how is their Shtachwe, how does their Shtachwe manifest itself? By their revolution, by their motion, as the sun moves from east to the west, as the sun revolves around its axis every day. So that's the Ishtachoy of the sun. So that means that the Ishtachoy of the sun is towards the west. Because the Ishtachoy of the sun is towards the west. So because of that, so we say that Shekhinah is in the west. So mainly because of this, we are not allowed, one is not allowed to set up eternally according to Rashi, or even pass like Rashi. So according to Rashi, because of that, because Shekhinah is remarkable, so one is not allowed to set up eternally because eternally involves a Be'achra. So at the Western end, is not allowed to set up. Alright. Maskit wa rabacha ba Yaakov, v'idiu meke ebe, shenei teir, pras mirabe, v'chitza lachir, u'mishtar. Kash. So Rabbi Yaakov says, how can you deduce from the Pasuk in the Chemi, which was Shemayim from Ishtachim, and the Ishtachim is manifested, is represented by the revolution, by the motion of the sun, as it goes, as it moves, as the sun moves, it moves in the western direction, in the west, from east to west. So you say that this Ishtachim is Ishtachim in the west. Maybe this Ishtachoye is like the Ishtachoye of an Eved or a Melech. So an Eved or a Melech, let's say when he parts from the Melech. So what do you do? He steps back, he recedes back, and then he kneels. And then he kneels before the Melech. So when one moves back and kneels, so then the Ishtachoye, the movement, is backward, is towards the east. So in the motion of the sun, as it moves from east to west, as it visibly moves from east to west, maybe it's really a motion eastward. This is how Rashi explained it. He said, Masra Racham Yaakov, you became a shaykh of Asma Rabbi, the king of Achim, in Ishtach. Now let's hear Rashi. תדיבו ברוחס, איס צד כדי רוח, שבוע המקום יש מנשם יש קודם שום רוחס, הוא עצרים יש מנשם את זה כל הארץ, ברוחס, ובשירק ובסוק ובצבור, לא מנבון בצמחת, ונעית מלח הראשון ומצמאית, מאמין ובכלות, דיבה בשחית ובמאי ובשחץ, ושחית יזמור כאן סגרית ובמאי, והמסעים על שכן סדיבו, שאום מומית חוזה בספר עשר, וצבוע השמיים, השבט והירי החולים בגמיסו, and they move westward, that's the motion, of the sun. So, So, ich dachte mir, wie tun wir hin und mit noch nicht dachten? Wir kennen in der Reich und ich dachte, ich soll noch mal da. In Menschen käme ich noch ein Prass in Rabbi. Wir kennen auch hier. Und ich dachte, ich schon immer war hier. Mich noch ein Prass, mich rache ich doch nicht. Mich rache ich doch nicht, wie ich dachte. Prass machen. Na. Ato, I just want to go over another piece of the more. And then we'll try to explain. So, the Rabbeinu Sova, so in other words, so, the Bishul of Elohim says that Shechino is concentrated in Mayim. And Rabbeinu says, Shechino b'chol mokim. Yom Rabbeinu, Mayim Yassim, Ato Uwa Hashem Uvadach, Ato Asis HaShemayim, Shmurchach Uwe, 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 אבל שלוחך אורי מוקי של משתאוכים משום מרזיר משום חוסון שלמד השישה לבוקים יריחו ויהיו לכו הנה נתינינו יובינו ויהיו יובינו ויהיו מולוי נאמר אלא ויהיו חובים מלמד שהשכינה בכל מוקי so what does the Rabbi Yishe say the Chchiti בכל מוקי because it's even another person of God said the Rabbi Yishe to fulfill a certain mission let's say someone in another hobby of an empire If he sent out, let's say, an emissary, when Queen Victoria sent out an emissary, the Prime Minister, to India, to take possession of India for the British Crown, that was many years ago. So, and then he came back and he told Queen Victoria, he told Osisi Shlokusov, and he gave her, he presented. This is a historical fact. He presented a gift to Queen Victoria of India. So at that time it became part of the British Empire. So when Shliach of the Lord Apostle of God is sent out to fulfill certain shliches, then in order to report that he fulfilled the shliches, he has to go back to the place. To the place where he was sent from, he was sent out. But here, so we say, after Hashem Adak Adusir Shemayim Shluchach Oloim Kishluchim Basam Dom. Shluchim Basam Dom Mokin Shem Nishtaochim Mishom Barzichim Shluchusom. Abo Shluchach Oloim Mokin Shem Nishtaochim Mishom Barzichim Shluchusom. A Shliach Lakadosh Baruch Hu, he does not have to go back to Lakadosh Baruch Hu and say, Because so in the place where he fulfills the shlichas, he can give the report that he fulfilled the shlichas like this. And then Abu Shluchach will not be shemishtaul chim mishom matzir shukotzim. Shenema has ishala vokim yirechu v'yeyu lecho hineinu. Yobeyu v'yeyu leinama el v'yeyu v'yeyu milami chashkuna v'chomaki There, that's mentioned here when he had complained in the event to his timeless against Ashkoche why he suffered so much so then finally the Maran Buye the Rebbein Shalom gave him a response v'tei chasor to the temples so the Rebbein Shalom said to him the Maran Buye I mean, you expect, you arrogate to yourself so much intelligence that you think you can understand everything. And if there is something that overtakes you, he was overtaken by Yisurim. He didn't understand it. So because of that, he came to the conclusion it's not right. So the Rebbein Shalom said to him, "Mitei Chasor, are you so intelligent that you could send out lightnings so that the lightnings when they fulfill their mission so they could say Hineinu so Yobeyu v'yeyu v'yema elu v'yeyu chul Hineinu v'yelami tshashkina v'chomoki v'yafkad v'shmoy v'shoma shkina v'chomoki יתון את רבי שמואל, מנהלים ששכינו בחלמוקי, שנמה הנה יעבר לך די רבי, יצא, ומה לך אחר יצא נחוצה. They are yet. So Zchari Anobi tells us of the prophetic vision that he had. So he beheld how that the two malachim were coming out from opposite tenets to measure the length and the width of Yerushalayim. So that he saw, that was the vision that he saw, the Maran vision. So Schaya says that in the vision he yelled as that one angel who was coming out this way, and then another angel who were coming out from the opposite end, and they met, and the two of them were holding measuring rods to measure the Yerushalayim. So it says in Amar Habibah, it's in Amar Habibah's in Kosei. Achavoy me'ana, elu Kosei, milami yitsheshchino b'chomot. In other words, the both, even though they were coming from different places, one malach was coming from this place, and the other malach was coming from that place, and they both were coming towards the Shechina. So that means that Shechina is b'chomot. It's very strange. All right, now, the Achavshenishes, so Rashi b'chomot, the only Rashi is to his aid. Rashi said to his aid, "Michol ruch se mikvino." Libam in Israel. I mean, that seems to be counter to our practice. That his talk is aimed, I suppose, because Rashi was white. That's how Rashi explains it. Mirimanima. So in other words, he couldn't see which direction his tension is. So he had an aid who helped him assume a certain position. So Rabshenshes told his aide, when you put me in a certain position for Shemesrei, so you can put me in any position. You can put me in my land, put me in God, and it's often accepting Israel. That seems to be counter to our practice. Our practice is dark in Israel, long in Israel. So he said, but don't put me in Israel. Why? The Rabshim was the Shem. In other words, Rabshenshes said, the three homokins of the Melee, you can love them facing Miley, facing Dorian, facing Tophim, but not Mizrah, he told me. Why? And we should love the Mishnah, and we should remain the meaning, because the meaning, there was, in those days, there was a certain group of meaning who were particular about doing their religious worship, that in Mizrah. So Melee, it would be Minah meaning. So it would be Minah meaning. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention that altogether because that was, according to the Rambam, that was only peculiar to that particular place and that particular time, because there were certain pagans who were marketed and doing religious worship in the Mizrah. So in many ways, it was also, in other words, there is such a thing that one is not allowed, just as there is halacha of chukis agoyim, so there is halacha of chukis aminim, in other words, not to do something that is a chok for the meaning. But that was shayach in the man of Hashemites in that particular place. Today we don't have such a sect, I mean, that emphasizes religious worship, dafke and the eastern side, eastern direction. So maybe it's not us. However, the Shulchan the two does mention. I suppose that even in the time of the Rishonim, there was a remnant of such a sect. Otherwise, the Shulchan shouldn't mention it. But even though our practice is, as Tzitzis says, because we pass through like the Brayos in Brachos, that when we daven, we have to daven only in Israel. Why in Israel? Because we are to the west of Yerushalayim. So in Mele, we have to face Yerushalayim. So since we are west of Yerushalayim, so in Mele, we have to daven in Mizrach. But the two, Rabbi Shachanoch mentions that in two, but that in bounds. But the two, Rabbi Shachanoch, they limited only to the place where the sun rises. Now let's say, if you have a house with many windows, so then you will be able to see that at sunrise, the sun will be in one window. And then let's say an hour later, the sun will be, let's say, in the second window. And then, let's say, in the afternoon, the sun will already be, let's say, in the minute windows. So, according to the tool, when he says, clearly, Bami Mizrahi doesn't mean that Rakeshes didn't want to daven in Israel. After all, the Prince said that in Israel, but Rakeshes didn't want to be placed on that spot where the sun at sunrise would come in if there is a window. That's part of it, because the meaning in those days were active to do their religious worship that care that spot that is directly opposite the rays of the sun at sunrise. Because at every hour, at every time in the day, so you can get the rays of the sun directly. So sometimes in certain windows you get the sun, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning. In other windows you get the sun at 11 o'clock in the morning. At other windows you get it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It all depends where the window is, you see. So in other words, there was a chikamim to do the religious worship at that spot where the sun will penetrate at sunrise, immediately after sunrise. Let's say between 6 and 7. So in that spot, you're not allowed to die. And the Shulchanuch mentioned that. Now, two Shulchanuch and Chaim Simen Tzadik Aleph in place. Now, as Tzitzis points out, no shame points out, according to this Gemara, once you die, either Meire, if we say Shechila de Meire, or any sign, except a certain spot in Israel. But we pass through that one cannot have in Meire direction, we cannot have in Dor, we cannot have in Tzot. Only in Israel. Why only in Israel? Because we, now those who stand in the case of Maboti, they don't have in Israel. You see, because the Kredi is to have to face Yerushalayim, the Midrash. But we are the Maroni Shal Eretz Yisrael, we are the Maroni Shal Eretz Yisrael, so the Mele, we have to face Israel, because in order to face Eretz Yisrael, to face Yerushalayim. So that's the Braise in Broches, that one. So the Mechaber says, in Simen Tzadidah, Tzorich Lechavim Mele Eretz Yisrael, ביקומים יספרים ויועים בחוץ לארץ, יאללה זה פולות כנגד ארץ ישראל. ויחבים גם בירושלים ובמקדוש ובעסקי שיחד וקודשי הקדוש. הויועים בארץ ישראל, יאללה זה פולות כנגד ירושלים. ויחבים גם במקדוש ובעסקי שיחד וקודשי. הויועים בירושלים, יאללה זה פולות במקדוש. ויחבים גם כאילו בעסקי שיחד וקודשי. הויועים את החדר הקפרינס, מה זה פולות הקפרינס. זה זה בואי פס. Not like our city. But what you try to say, in what? Then, in Sid Beis, the Mechaber says, in his power in Ruach Mishor, who hates, Yitzad it one of Yitzad Eretz Yisrael, Imu Beretz Yisrael, Imu Beretz Yisrael, Vim Yerushalayim, Imu Beretz Yisrael, Umin Mikdosh Imu Yerushalayim, Vionu Shemazir in Ponim Umin Yisroch, Mipnei Shonu Yishim Vim Maror Shalayim Eretz Yisrael, Vim Nitzo Ponenu Leretz Yisrael, Nitzopanenu Leretz Yisrael. Then he says, Eneisim Moke Moren, Nitzada Tfilo, Neged Tzrichas Hashemesh. Now, the Ramor passes it not that you're not allowed, let's say, a Yochid can daven in any spot in Israel. He can even daven Yochid, let's say, suppose he gets up very early and he's davening immediately after sunrise. And he has a window where the sun, the rays of the sun come in, manage immediately after sunrise. His window is situated in that spot. So he's allowed to stand there. And that he said doesn't apply, he is man chazal. The Rambam mentions it only as the place to make that spot the place of public tefillah. Because then it will be chukas amin. Because the meaning was